When I opened my eyes, I was lying on a bed covered by a sari. But Yamuna was not there. I got angry. It struck me that she must have gone to the ruins again. I came out to the backyard.
Nani!
What?
I heard a low voice and was relieved to find it was Katira, the untouchable, who came every day to beg for leftovers. I asked him to take me to the ruins, explaining that Yamuna was there. We set out, Katira walking ahead of me. I was nervous and began telling him what had happened the evening before. Being an untouchable, he said nothing. It was his duty to do what he was asked and not talk. We entered the forest. Katira began to hum a tune and swing the bamboo torch to make it burn brighter. Suddenly a great dread came over me. Was he a man or a devil? This dark, disheveled, naked figure swinging the torch. I had heard the devils possess untouchables on dark nights. I wanted to reassure myself, and so I did what a Brahmin boy like me would never do. I rushed at him to touch him, but he ran away. Untouchables don't want to be touched. It is like a curse on them. As I stood there amidst the trees and the bushes, I could feel the denizens of the forest creeping towards me. In a daze, I walked behind Katira. When I came to the snake pit, Yamuna was there alone. She sat, leaning against the pit, one of her hands in the hole. I wondered whether she was dead. I began to shake uncontrollably now. Mother used to say that a cobra carries a grudge for 12 years. There he was, waiting for me, coiled in the darkness of the earth.